I saw a Maisa that there were some people that became in Shas. They were sitting with the Gai Rebbe and talking about different Marmekaimus and Shas. And somebody asked, where does it say in Shas the word Meloich? He said, there's only one time in Shas that the word Meloich, Mem, Lamed, Vav, Chaf, appears. And right away, the Rebbe said it's an Elotrephus, Perak Elotrephus. And he's referring to our Gemara, Dafram Tas. The Gemara brings down over here, a Memra, B'Shem, Reb Meloich, Amar, Meloich, Amar, Shimon, Levi, Alach, Yom, Shimon. This is the only time in all of Shas that the word Meloich appears, never appears anywhere else. And I saw that somebody said over this Maisa to Rabbi Yisrael Schneer. Rabbi Yisrael Schneer is from the great Bekiyim and Ardar, and the Mamash of Baki Atzim. And he said right away that yeah, it's a Nelo Chafis, Dafim Tassim Chulin. He said it appears there four times. The word Meloich is repeated four times. But then he went on to say that the Emma says that really the Shoyal, the question, made a mistake, because really it doesn't say Meloich anywhere in Shas, not even over here in Chulin. The word doesn't exist b'chlal, and he said that the reason is, he says, if you look in the Yavetz over here, the Yavetz says that the way to read this word is not Meloich, but it's Maluch. That's the way the word should be pronounced, and he said it's based on Psukim and Ezra and other places where you find this word Maluch, and you don't find the word Meloich anywhere, so he said that it's taken, that's how it should be read, Maluch, Maluch, and not Meloich. So that's what he wanted to tie in, but Al-Kopanim, there's a very interesting beer over here from Reuven Margolius. He's bothered that, number one, why did they refer to him as Meloich Arva, meaning the Meloich from the Arvim, from the Arabs? I think Gemara says that they said it where Meloich said in the name of Shimon Levi, Halachik Yerb Shimon, Amalei Meloich Arva, you're the Meloich of the Arabs, Meloich Arva Kamis, Ain Halachik Yerb Shimon, Kamar. Really, he said, Ain Halachik Yerb Shimon, not Halachik Yerb Shimon. So the question is, number one, why did they call him Meloich Arva? Number two, if he said Ein Halacha Kerb Shimon, why? How did this mistake evolve that they said Halacha Kerb Shimon? Why would such a thing happen? So Rabbi Margolius is masbir that he was trying to say that the that Hitaka said that Ein Halacha Kerb Shimon, but they made a mistake and thought that he said Halacha is a Kerb Shimon, and he said that the derech of the RVM is that they're not so medactic with the havaris. They could say one letter and sounds like a different letter, and he said that when they asked him as Halacha Kerb Shimon. And he said, Ein. He said, Ein halacha kerb shimon. But they thought that he said, Hein halacha kerb shimon. Like, Hein, yes, halacha is a kerb shimon. So they said over that halacha is kerb shimon. Really, he said, Ein halacha kerb shimon. That's how the mistake evolved. And that's why they referred to him as Meloich Arva or Maluch Arva, because really the mistake happened because of the derech of the Arvim, that the mishana between the Hein and the Aleph. And therefore, when he said, Ein, it sounded like Hein. And that's why they thought that halacha is a kerb shimon.